From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Holy Mass is on the air, and we found some good ones here on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now! It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, once again polluting the digital air, here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbiani Smicanelli's Pagina. We are in the third week of Easter, or in the extraordinary form, that's the second week after Easter. And we are in our 129th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Well, I think I finally revamped the website the way I want. You'll like what you see, I think, anyways. And it's pretty much why we missed last week. But then, it got me back to a regular Monday upload. Now, here's something you don't hear too often. An entire Mass played on the web. Some parishes will upload the homily for the week. Some, perhaps, the gospel and the homily. But very few play the entire Mass on the web. And today we're going to present those churches I found that play Mass on the web, but also have music ranging from, on the most part, good to excellent. But first, here are them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, jungle screechers. Well, let's check out our liturgical calendars. Ordinary form, third week of Easter. And the extraordinary form, second week after Easter. Yeah, it's kind of funny how that gets numbered that way. But yeah, in the old form, it was the weeks after Easter as opposed to the weeks of Easter. So let's take a look at it. Monday, April 7th, in the ordinary form of memorial, St. John Baptist de La Salle. Tuesday, the 8th, through Thursday, the 10th, in both forms, Feria. Friday, the 11th, in the ordinary form, memorial, St. Stanislaus Kostka. And in the extraordinary form, St. Leo I. Saturday, the 12th, is marked in the extraordinary form as Our Lady's Saturday, and that's something you're going to see more often in the coming weeks. Sunday, the 13th, in the ordinary form, the fourth Sunday of Easter, and in the extraordinary form, the third Sunday after Easter. For great stories on great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Crystal's Vintage Semi-Live on I-195.
Well, 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 I haven't been on this stretch of I-195 since last November. No, I didn't go playing at my former parish at all. However, I did cover for a friend of mine at a church in Fall River, Massachusetts, about 3 minutes from my former parish. The hymnal used here is Catholic Community Hymnal, published by GIA Publications. It's GIA's smallest hymnal. Their sales pitch is that it's the hymnal for those parishes that have never had a hardbound hymnal before. Anywho, here's the music we did for the third Sunday of Easter. I'll say this. The music director at this church does very well in picking quality music. By the way, recordings might sound a little bit scratchy here. The choir loft is rather small, and finding a spot to hide the DS-30 was a little bit tough. Also, I wasn't in my best of voice as I was losing it by the end, so please bear with me. Here's our opening hymn.
Thank you.
And there you have Sing With All the Saints in Glory, text by William J. Irons, and a tune, of course, very familiar, Hymn to Joy from Beethoven. The psalm of the day is Psalm 16, using the antiphon, Lord, You Will Show Us the Path of Life. Musical setting by Owen Allstott. The Alleluia is from Ophelii et Filiae, chant mode 2. And speaking of which, guess what our offertory was? Take a listen. There you have, O Sons and Daughters, from the Latin O Filii et Filiae of Jean Tisserand, translated by John Mason Neal. The chant is a mode 2 chant from a French processional. The Sanctus is from People's Mass by Jan Vermolst. The Christ has died and Amen are from the Danish Amen tone. The Agnus Dei is from Mass 18, but with the English adaptation that's in the hymnal. And now here's our communion. And there you have Hallelujah, Sing to Jesus. Text by William Chatteron Dix and the tune Heifer Doll by Roland Hugh Pritchard. And now, finally, here is our recessional hymn. You can tell my voice was given out on that last line. I apologize for that. Anyways, that was the Strophes or the Battle Done. That comes from the 12th century Latin, Finita sunt jam praelia. That was later translated by Francis Pott. The tune is called Victory, and it's taken from the Gloria Patri by a familiar Catholic composer, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. And we'll be back. Don't do this at church.
Peace be with you. Oh, let me give you a hug.
One of the things you don't get to see on the web that often is the celebration of Holy Mass. Today I'm going to present to you four Roman Catholic churches that present the ordinary form of the Mass on the web. And with music that is, on the most part, if not on the whole, very good. We have a Eucharistic shrine, a parish church located near a prominent building, a Benedictine abbey, and a cathedral with a choir school. Two of these churches present the Mass in audio form only. The other two present the Mass in video form. And we're going to start right here in New England. The first church we're going to take you to is up in Boston. Now, this is a church that I visited a couple of times back in my days at Berklee College of Music. We're talking a good 25, maybe 26 years ago. In fact, this church is just a couple of blocks away from Berklee. It's called the St. Clement Eucharistic Shrine. It's up on Boylston Street. It's staffed by the Oblates of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, the few times I visited there way back when, I never really got to hear any music. But then, of course, I never got to go on Sundays because on the weekends, I would come back home and direct a music program of my own. You see, while I was studying at Berklee, I was also in my first music director position at Sacred Heart Church in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Anywho, the music director at St. Clement's is Elizabeth Pfeiffer, and one of the choir members who occasionally serves as organist is a good friend of mine on the web, Ryan Lynch. He and I often post on the RPINet message boards. The church uses today's missal and music issue by OCP. However, much of the music used is in the traditional style, and it's done quite well. Now, one thing that's different, and I mean this in a good way, especially the 8 o'clock Mass on Sunday nights, is that the adoration follows immediately after Mass. So instead of a recessional hymn per se, they sing an adoration hymn. I'm not sure of the builder of the organ there. I recall it being a small mechanical pipe organ, most commonly known, of course, as a tracker. That organ is up front and off to the side. You can catch audio recordings of the Mass or of the homily only by going to stclementshrine.org. That's stclementshrine.org. Hovering your mouse over to the Downloads tab and then click Audio and Podcast. Each of the audios has a player that's built in. Now we're going to take you on a little warp down I-95 a little bit into New York City to visit Holy Family Church, a.k.a. the United Nations Parish. Now, Holy Family is on East 47th Street, in between 1st and 2nd Avenues in Manhattan, just a hop, skip, and a jump from the United Nations building. Unlike St. Clement's, which is built in that English Gothic style, Holy Family is a modern church built in 1965. The organ is a Robert Turner organ, 76 ranks on a 5-manual console. The organist and music director is Paul Murray. The music for Mass there is excellent. The selections are excellent. The execution of said selections are excellent. You won't hear any of Gather's greatest hits here. The book in the pew is Worship 3 from GIA. And there is also a worship leaflet with all the music listed, which can be viewed online. You can listen to the audio of the latest Mass by going to churchholyfamily.org and simply clicking on Listen to the Sunday Liturgy. The Mass is the noon Mass with the choir, unless otherwise noted. Windows Media Player opens up the audio file. Now let's go west and then take a right turn and go north up into central Minnesota in one of the most well-known Benedictine abbeys, St. John's Abbey in Collegeville. Collegeville is a city in the Diocese of St. Cloud, which is also home to the Liturgical Press, which publishes the Collegeville Hymnal and the Missalette celebrating the Eucharist. The organ is a 65-rank instrument built by the Holtkamp Organ Company of Cleveland. It's often considered to be Walter Holtkamp's magnum opus. The music director is Benedictine Professor Robert Koopman. The music is primarily traditional, a little bit of contemporary here and there, but presented very well. The latest Mass is online in video format using Real Player. You can watch it live on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, or watch it later on in the week as the Mass gets uploaded after 9 a.m. Central on Mondays. Finally, we crossed the Rockies into Utah, the Cathedral of the Madeleine in Salt Lake City. Yes, the Cathedral of the Madeleine is under the patronage of St. Mary Magdalene. The cathedral has a very young choir school. When I say young, I mean established just 12 years ago. As far as the age of a school itself is concerned, yeah, 12 years is quite young. Now, the musical formation is amongst, in my opinion, one of the best in the country amongst Roman Catholic schools. I would say running a very close second only to the Boston Archdiocese Choir School. The music at Holy Mass mirrors that excellence. The music director there is Gregory Glenn. The organ is young also. A 4-manual, 79-rank mechanical organ built by Kenneth Bray of Ireland in 1992. Now, just like the United Nations Parish in New York City, you won't hear any of that Gather stuff at the Madeleine. Instead, you'll hear a rich treasury of centuries of sacred music, chant, polyphony, good, solid hymnody. You can catch their Mass by going onto the Intermountain Catholic Broadcasting site. I'll leave a link to that in the show notes. And you can watch it by clicking the Live tab. That Mass is at 11 a.m. Mountain Time on Sundays. Or you can watch it later on by clicking the On Demand tab. And the video file will most likely open with QuickTime. You can also access the worship leaflet by going onto the cathedral's website, saltlakecathedral.org. Click Public Worship and then download the link on the sidebar for the bulletin. I hope you enjoyed our little audio tour. Feel free to give these churches a listen. You'll love what you hear. And now here's today's PodSafe musical guest, DJ Top Shelf. there you just heard DJ Top Shelf. To victory. I know I couldn't go an Easter season without playing this one at least once. DJ Top Shelf, courtesy of PodSafe. Music.podshow.com.
To victory.
And now, time for the good. The bad. And the ugly. Brought to you by Maracas. They make mass happy. We welcome you to the good, the bad, and the ugly. And today we have the Cathedrals of the 21st Century edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly. These are cathedrals that were built just these past few years. We start off with the good. Co-Cathedral of the Sacred Heart, Houston, Texas, completed in 2008. Just 2 or 3 weeks ago, matter of fact. It's absolutely gorgeous. The bad. Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels, Los Angeles, California, completed in 2002. The ugly. Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in Los Angeles, California, as seen from the freeway.
Hey, what is that thing?
I don't know. Hey, watch out!
Wait, gotta make it official.
Christos Vincit.
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
I have a word of thanks to those who voted for Christos Vincit the blog in the 2008 Catholic Blog Awards. We didn't win any categories, but just like last year, we got our name in there. Don't forget to visit us at Christos Vincit Anywhere's interactive corner on our main page of ChristosVincit.com. There you'll find a link to Podcast Alley, where we need your votes. You'll find a link to Dig.com, where we need your digs. You'll find a link to our message boards, where you can send us feedback. You'll find a link to our newest group on Facebook called Fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere, as well as my own Facebook page. Finally, don't forget to cast your vote in the 2008 Blogger's Choice Awards for Christos Vincit Anywhere for Best Podcast and Christos Vincit the Blog for Best Religion Blog. Links for all of these will appear in today's show notes. And I thank you for your support.
Can I help you?
Yes.
I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please. I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with the words, Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkel slicer, just underneath your now serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at ChristosVincit.com. This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69@yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere or Christos Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page.
Peace.
Unos, dos, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Producers Featured Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vincit Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere and Christos Vincit TV.
Made on a crappy PC.